Gio here. Episode 25. Last episode took place at Clear Being Center, and I was kind of just coming out of an interesting period, you know. I talked about in that episode what drove me into that period, the reasons. And I don't think the reasons are as important as what comes out of it. Because every time you go into a challenging situation, there's an opportunity to find a gift that's buried within that. And, you know, this is what I think transformation is all about. You know, as we change and transform, it's not always comfortable. And as I look back at all the hardest parts of my life, and I'm sure you can probably relate, you know, there's probably some gifts within there that have changed your direction, that have shifted you in a way that has, you know, pointed your life in a completely new direction. And, you know, I believe that, you know, we're transforming our entire lives. Sometimes we notice it, sometimes we don't notice it, sometimes we feel it, sometimes we don't feel it. But there's this constant transformation that's going on. And when you stop transforming, that's when you're dying. And, you know, death, I believe, is a physical occurrence. And I think we continue to transform beyond death as well. It's just kind of a different experience. And so, you know, in these shadows that we find ourselves feeling uncomfortable in, you know, it's really important to contemplate. And I found that, you know, for me, having a lack of sleep and all those things really pushed me into that kind of dark space. But I realized a lot of interesting things about myself, about beliefs that I had about myself, about things that need to change. And a couple weeks later, as we're getting ready for Camp Summer Days, a friend of mine came to visit, a friend of mine named Blake. And we had a lot of interesting conversations. He's going through his own transformation right now. Yeah, but one thing that came up was he was getting into the gene keys. And I had some familiarity with it. But what was most interesting is that I was able to reread my gene keys or my human design. A little bit different. Human design, from what I understand, was kind of downloaded by a guy named Ra Uruhu or something like that. Apologize for not getting his name right. Where he combined astrological imprint of birth and the I Ching, which is an ancient Buddhist text with 64 hexagrams, which kind of has a lot of synchronicities and similarities with the human DNA and the genome and all of these kind of really cryptic messages to really unlock a map for your life. And I'd done that 5 or 6 years ago. It initially was introduced to me at my first ayahuasca experience in Brazil. And it kind of piqued my curiosity, didn't think too much of it. But, you know, these things keep bubbling up. And that's kind of the awareness. It's like as things start popping to your awareness, you know, you start paying attention. And so when Blake mentioned it to me, I was like, okay, I'm gonna read my human design again. Now, you can get these for free online. And it was amazing because it was so accurate. But I'd read it 5 years ago and I realized as I was reading it the second time, that 5 years ago, my mind was still so much in play. And I'd already been going through a transformation. You know, this was 2018. And I was going through this challenging time as I was opening Elemental and I was stressed and I thought I made a big mistake and I had to face my fears of failure. And all these amazing gifts came through that and new relationships and opportunities. But when I had read at that time, my mind was blocking a lot of the information there because I wasn't open to contemplate. You know, it was either, yes, this is me. No, that's not me. I can't see that in my life. And I wasn't willing to look for it either. But this time, it really rung true. And so there's specific gene keys. There's 64 of them, which are these lines. And I'm probably going to not do a good job of explaining, but I'm diving deeper into it now because something kind of sparked within me. And as, you know, something is really aligned for something that you need, you feel it. And this is what Richard Rudd talks about in the gene keys. It's like there's he received a transmission, and as he shares it, you know, you're going to feel it. It's going to activate parts of DNA. And the biggest one that came for me was moving from complexity to simplicity, and how I'd been running in circles and trying to do and spend most of my life creating chaos and complexity. It says many people do that for the first half of their life and spend the next half trying to unravel it. And so this struck me in an amazing way. and I started to continue the process that I had unraveled a few weeks ago in that dark period, or that super complex period where I had to step back and saw how I was getting to things based on not wanting to let people down, based on these fears. And so I dove deeper into that and this idea of simplicity over complexity, and realizing that my human design, when I read it 5 years ago, you know, I had this idea in my head that I have to create things, I have to make things happen, I have to do all these things. But I'm the best when I can simplify, and I'm more meant to be a teacher, and all these things that were super interesting. This is the first time I read this way before Elemental Rhythm came. I didn't think, yeah, I'm not really a teacher. And so just thinking about transformation, and the way it's beautifully outlined in this book, it's, you know, it's really been helpful for me to have these kind of guidance, and seeing how the work that I'm doing is so aligned with it as well, with the breath work, and, you know, having these pathways to find your core beliefs, your limiting beliefs, and to really spend some time to contemplate and to allow them to kind of unfold. And so as we go into the weekend at Summer Days, we had this incredible breath work, like 100 people. And I shared this story of transformation, you know, and of this incredible technology that we are as human beings, that we're connected to nature, and that, you know, our separation from nature is what's causing a lot of this disharmony in the world. And our coming back to that nature is what's going to allow us to evolve. And, you know, Gene Keyes talks about, a lot of people talking about this. I think there's this evolution going on. And I think the next stage in human evolution is going to be nothing like what we've ever seen before. And I think also, when you think about evolution, is like, what are your wildest dreams? You know, what are your beliefs that have been imposed on us, thinking that we're so limited and there's only a certain amount of things that we can do? And I think that encoded in our DNA, this junk DNA, is unlimited possibilities once we kind of can awaken to it, and enough of us awaken to it, and we believe what's possible. And so I share the story of the caterpillar that's just going around being a caterpillar and doesn't know any better because it's only been a caterpillar. And it starts eating things and going through its life. And then at some point, something awakens within it. They call these the imaginal cells. And so this imaginal cell will come online, and it's different. And it has a different purpose, a different feeling within it. And the other cells don't know what it is. And they start interacting or fighting with each other. And then more of these imaginal cells start to wake up. And eventually, you know, they start to come together. This vibration is attracting them. And the caterpillar is not really knowing what's going on, but it probably feels something that doesn't feel good. It probably feels really uncomfortable. And I felt this in my own life. I think humanity is feeling this as a whole right now. Like, something is shifting. Something is not right, or the old is not working anymore. We're ready for another leap or shift. And there's people, like those old cells, that don't want to change, because they're used to this comfort, or they're in fear, or they need security, or they want to hold on to what they have. They're not open to what lies next. And so as these imaginal cells start to congregate and to come together, they start to eat up all of the old cells. It starts eating itself, like the Ouroboros, you know, this transformation, where it's transforming, alchemizing the existing energy into something new. And eventually, they take over. There's this tipping point where, you know, the imaginal cells take over, and the caterpillar goes into the cocoon, or it might already be in the cocoon at this point, and is reborn as a completely different thing. Imagine the little worm or caterpillar crawling around, just eat, you know, your a lot of threats. And then you come out of this cocoon as this butterfly, beautiful, colorful, with wings that can fly and play with the flowers and everything that a butterfly can do, this magical experience. And it just happens. It allows it to kind of happen. And, you know, as I shared that at camp, you know, we had this incredible breath work that really blew my mind. And there's butterflies everywhere. It's crazy how that kind of happens. And I think it's a perfect metaphor for what's going on today in the world. You know, as we're going through this transformation, we're feeling it on the individual level. And people are also feeling it on the collective level. And a lot of people are feeling like they're going crazy. And I think this is something within us that's awakening that we're it's pushing us to evolve in these old patterns that are not working anymore. And breathwork is an amazing tool for contemplation, to dive deeper into it, to listen to what's really going on, and to trust, and to kind of let go of the beliefs of attachment. And that's where I think a lot of us have challenges, where me myself, you know, I can't, or it's too hard, or I don't want to let people down, or whatever it is. And I invite you to just embrace, you know, what's going on, to see where that change may be leading you. And try to kind of step into the fear, step into that shadow. And there's a gift within each and every one of them. And so that's what I just wanted to share today, is to really get clear on your life design. We have the creative visioning process online, which is a great tool to help that. And as we're creating this vision of a life that we want to live, reality we want to create for ourselves internally and externally, it's important to start to get clear. Like, how do I want to feel? Who do I want to surround myself with? What types of experience I want to have? What does abundance mean to me? What does success mean to me? Because I realize all of these definitions I had previously was what other people had given to me. And if you're creating your life based on everyone else's expectations and perceptions, the media, friends and family, you're going to feel out of alignment eventually. That's inescapable. That it will happen for sure. But as we start to feel this change and go with it and embrace it and dive into it and dance with it, you know, and get clear and start believing in what's possible, you're going to attract the right opportunities into your life. And that's what's happening in my life. And I won't share too much about that yet, but I will share that I'm seeing in reality, like a song that goes viral that people connect to. It's like, oh yeah, I feel that. I feel that transmission. It's true. And they resonate with it, and it can spark something within them. And so your awakening will spark in the awakening within other people. It'll be different for every single one. The timeline will be different. The way it's experienced will be different. But the key that I'm encouraging you is to look within, to really, when you feel what's on the outside is not good, it's probably pushing you to transform, to stand up, to speak up, to be in truth, and to see that we're actually way more similar in many ways than different. But we all have these gifts and these processes that are unraveling within us to find our purpose and to live our lives. So I just want to share that this topic of transformation, and to embrace the shadow and to work on yourselves and to continue down this path, because it's a beautiful path and a beautiful journey. And I'll share more as mine unfolds. And I want to share with you, there's a track on elementalrhythm.com. Nessie Gomez, Darkness to Light Journey. It's free. You can share it with whoever you like. www.elementalrhythm.com/Nessie, N-E-S-S-I dash Gomez, G-O-M-E-S. It's a free breathwork track. So I invite you to try that. I'll drop that in the link below. And thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you're going through a transformation, please share. Send me an email. Message me on Instagram @elementalgeo. I'd love to hear from you guys. So have a wonderful day. Peace.